أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على إبراهيم كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين وبشرناه بإسحاق نبيا من الصالحين وباركنا عليه وعلى إسحاق ومن ذريتهما محسن وظالم لنفسه مبين صدق الله العظيم. Nights we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam fulfilling that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat was merely to place the knife on Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, submit and surrender to the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Both father and son had fulfilled this obligation, this command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ, and we ransomed him with an animal to sacrifice that was mighty, that was a great animal. Yesterday we discussed that some of the commentators have stated the son of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, Habil, had made a sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that sacrifice was an animal, a ram. It was accepted by Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent that down, in other words, given it life again, and sent it down with Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that this was some other ram, that for 40 years this ram grazed in the pastures of Jannat, and that is the ram that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it was a mighty sacrifice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ransomed. Safiya bint Sheba, she says that a woman that had witnessed many of the children of the family narrated to her that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had called once Hazrat Uthman bin Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after a while when he returned, she asked him, why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam call you? That was during the stay in Makkah Mukarramah, when he had come on the conquest of Makkah. So he responded and he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me because when he entered the Baytullah, he saw two horns, and he said to me that if these two horns remain exposed, then it will distract those that perform salat in the Kaaba itself. So hence, you need to cover it. So he said, that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had called me, and many of the commentators, many of the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, used to say that these were the horns of the ram that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam had slaughtered, which Allah Rabbul Izzat makes reference to in this ayah. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is zibhun azim, and because of that, it was, the horns were taken by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and placed on the Baytullah. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then concludes and he says, وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, and we had left Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam a remembrance, a precedence for the people that had come after Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Salamun ala Ibrahim, peace be upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, that whoever it is, whatever religion a person follows, the Muslims is understood, the Yahud, the Nasara, everyone revere Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Kadhalika najzil muhsinin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is how we recompense those who do good. Innahu min ibadina al-mu'minin, certainly he is from amongst our believing servants. Wabashsharnahu bi ishaqa nabiyyan min as-salihin, and we had given him the glad tidings of Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam, who will be a nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, min as-salihin, from the salihin, from the pious. So first it was Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah makes mention of the entire incident, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam, also the son of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. وباركنا عليه وعلى إسحاق and we blessed him Hazrat Ibrahim عليه السلام and we also blessed Hazrat Ishaq عليه الصلاة والسلام ومن ذريتهما from their progeny from their offspring محسن were those that were virtuous those that did good وظالم لنفسه مبين and those who had wronged themselves openly and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here makes mention of the offspring of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. We know that one was Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam and from him came our Nabi Kareem Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From Hazrat Ishaq came Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam and then we find all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam of the Bani Israel. And obviously there were those that had adhered to the commandments of Allah and there were those that opposed the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.